There's a time and a place for a fillet of fish. But breakfast is for sausage biscuits. McDonald's breakfast comes first. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
This is John Batchelor. This is an excerpt from a long conversation with the historian and author James Holland. His new book is The Savage Storm, The Battle for Italy, 1943, from the landing at Salerno in September to the battle right before the Monte Cassino assault at the end of the year and the beginning of 1944. The amazing revelations about the progress of the Fifth Army on the western shore of the Italian peninsula and the Eighth Army on the eastern shore of the Italian peninsula is that the Allies were outnumbered by the German divisions. Rather than having 3-1, which is the accepted way to make an assault, 3-1 advantage over your adversary, they were at a disadvantage all the time, and the Germans fought a retreating position through the mountain passes and over the rivers of Italy, from the boot of Italy all the way to Rome. But this savage storm that James Holland publishes is a revelation of how well the Allies fought when they were outnumbered. In Normandy, they outnumber the Germans, but not here. And everything is for Normandy in the future. This is the predicate for it. As James says, the Allies had too much to do nothing and not enough to do Italy. And yet, the savage storm, and James explains why Salerno was a very poor choice for a landing zone. D-Day in Salerno was early September 1943. Here's James Holland.
Oh, my goodness. Was it ever? Yeah. I mean, it's a, you know, Salerno is a nightmare. So the idea is that where can you land? You have to have air cover. So, and you need decent air cover. It's no good having air cover for 2 minutes and then they've got to bug back to Sicily or Malta or whatever. You know, you need them for a decent stretch of time. And so the flat ground just to the north of Naples, that's ruled out because it doesn't give the Allies, you know, the invasion forces of Clark's Fifth Army enough air support. Whereas Salerno does. The problem with Salerno is it's a 30-mile stretch between Salerno in the north and Agropoli in the south. And there's a sort of semicircular kind of alluvial plain, which is largely flat, but it's surrounded by hills and mountains on which the Germans obviously have put observers. On D-Day itself, on the 9th of September, when Avalanche is launched, there's only one German division in the area, which is the 16th Panzer Division. But in the southern half of Italy, there's some eight divisions, so six more than there were in Sicily, for example. And there's nothing to stop the Germans sending all of them towards Salerno just as soon as they realize that that's the main effort. And that's exactly what the German commander in the south, Field Marshal Albert Kesselring, does. He leaves once Rome is all tied up and he's defeated what Italian resistance it was in Rome. He leaves one division there and then sends everyone else pretty much towards Salerno. So he's chucking all his eggs in one basket. But it becomes increasingly clear to Mark Clark and the Allied commanders, Alexander, the Army Group Commander, and Eisenhower, the Supreme Allied Commander in the Mediterranean, that they can expect a pretty hefty counterattack in pretty quick order. And as it turns out, that comes into being on the 13th of September, so D plus four.
More of this later. Thank you.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Life with CIDP can be tough, but the Thrive Team, a specialized squad of experts, helps people living with CIDP make more room in their lives for joy. Watch Rare, Well Done.
An all-new reality series, Rare, Well Done, offers help and hope to people across the country who live with the rare disease CIDP. Watch the latest episode now, exclusively on RareWellDone.com.
We all deserve some yay in our day. So say hello to Hello. Hello makes oral and personal care products that add wonder to your routine, like a toothpaste that makes brushing fun for kids. It's called Unicorn Sparkle Toothpaste. It tastes like rainbows and sunshine, works brilliantly, and it's fun. So it's pretty much magic. And for the adults, Hello Anti-Plaque and Whitening Toothpaste, which is just as good without the unicorns. Visit HelloProducts.com and let Hello add some everyday yay into your life.